Finally, Saz, are you planning to see the Batman this weekend?
I did not know it was coming out this weekend, Julie. I did not know, but I'm open to going to an AMC and seeing it.
Well, AMC would like you to see it, but they're going to charge you a little more than they will for other movies. AMC, as part of its earnings call, said it's going to introduce dynamic pricing. Adam Aaron, the CEO on the call, talking about that it'll cost you, for example, in some cities, it would be like maybe $1.50 more to see The Batman than it would to see other releases that are out. So interesting thing here, Adam Aaron saying they do this already in some European markets, which was interesting. The company also came out with its numbers, by the way, and reported a smaller loss than estimated and revenue coming in a little bit better than estimated here. Spider-Man No Way Home helping out numbers at the chain. And of course, as we know, AMC, Adam Aaron, big fan, big meme stock. You know, and people still fans of the company. So, you know, this is also a company that's relatively, I guess they've squeezed a decent number of the shorts out of the thing, but still a darling of retail investors, Saz.
Oh, I'm just loving these AMC earnings calls. Chief Ape Officer Adam Aaron, just getting it done again. Here's what he said, quote, on the call, there are so much conventional wisdom floating around that the movie theaters cannot coexist and cannot draw or thrive in a world of streaming. What a load of cow dung. So there you have the CEO of Adam Aaron just getting it done again on the earnings call. I really feel bad, though, Julie, for teenagers these days. It is really expensive to go on a date to a movie theater. How are they affording to go to a movie these days? They just can't. Just can't do it.
Do teenagers still go on dates, or do they just like meet in the metaverse or something? I don't know. I don't know that it.
I'm completely not tied into the teen community for many obvious reasons, you know. But still, I mean, it's $70. What, to go to a movie, get some popcorn, go on a date? Why not just, I don't know, stay home?
I think that's probably what a lot of people are doing. I don't know. By the way, one note I should mention here. I stand corrected. The stock is still relatively heavily shorted. About 20% of its float is still sold short. And by the way, the shares are down a little bit as we were just checking them.